Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week on conquering fear, one of the greatest spiritual enemies that the tools the enemy uses against us to rob us of faith, because truly, fear is the opposite of faith, and it manifests in so many different forms. There's obvious, outright, strong experience of fear, such as terror or horror or panic, but also the more acceptable, if you will, and more predominant aspects of fear, as worry and stress and anxiety, that seem to be so much a part of modern life today. And yet, the Lord knew when He made statements, He wasn't just speaking to a rural community back in the times that He lived, a fisherman population, but He was well aware of what the 21st century would hold. And in spite of the many things that are around us that would seek to rob us of health and peace of mind, He has provided through the Word of God. And it is our faith that lays hold of those promises. Just as, remember the blind man who cried out, the crowd was passing by, and he cried out, and the disciples tried to hush him up, and he cried all the louder, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." That he cried out to the Lord, and as we are, as persistent, it was his faith. He knew that Jesus could deliver him from what at that point was an impossible situation. He asked for sight, and Jesus healed him. So don't you think God is able to keep us in peace, in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed upon Him? Praise God. So the first thing we have to do to conquer fear and anxiety and worry and all those things is to come to the place that we boldly and unreservedly put our confidence and our trust in the Lord Jesus and in His Word. Beloved, that is so important. We have to understand that fear depresses and faith releases and refreshes and brings substance of real tangible victory. I don't care what it is. You might be facing a midterm. You might be facing having to address a group of people. You may have a new position or new challenge on your job situation. Your responsibility, beloved, is your response to His ability, His help, His working through you. And the Holy Spirit is such a wonderful friend. He can give insight and He can give solutions and resolutions that'll just boggle the mind. I mean, sometimes in the simple things of daily life, I've just been amazed. It's like, oh, that was really clever. I would never have thought of that, but the Lord will show me an easier way to do something. And so Jesus is everything that we are not. Can we say amen? But one of the glorious, marvelous results of the new birth is that through Jesus Christ, we are to become like Him. Hallelujah. Now we look through a glass darkly, but one day we shall be known even as we are known. Amen. We're to cast off the works of darkness as well as the working of the old nature. We're to put on Christ. We're to have our mind renewed. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 12 and 13, "The night is far gone." Amen. "And the day is almost here. Let us then drop or fling away the works and deeds of darkness and put on the full armor of light. And let us live and conduct ourselves honorably and becomingly, as in the open light of day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in immorality and debauchery, not in quarreling and jealousy, none of these, he's saying, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for the flesh. This statement, make no provision for the flesh, does not mean that, of course, we're not to work or earn our living and provide for our families, as some have misquoted it, but it means not to indulge the flesh, to put a stop to thinking about the evil cravings of your physical nature, to gratify its lusts and desires. Now, of course, God has given us certain things that pertain to our physical nature, the desire for food, for example. That's not evil in itself. We have to eat to live. All the natural appetites, they're not bad in themselves, but when they run and rule us, when all we can do is to seek to gratify them, sometimes to our own spiritual or physical hurt, for example, if you are a type 1 diabetes and you eat several candy bars, well, that's going to have a very profound effect. Not good. And so we need to allow the Word of God to so be in us. And again, the fruit of the Spirit, which is Jesus, his meekness and temperance, self-control. As we put on Christ, beloved, as we read and understand the Word, as well as establishing a real faithfulness in praying every day. You know how important that is? That's your relationship with the Lord. We will begin to nourish our relationship in Christ. We'll grow stronger spiritually. We'll begin to put on Christ in our lives. The King James Version states, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Amplified New Testament state, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, both translations state the same thing, that we put Christ on, amplified as if one would put on a garment. Hallelujah. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes? He is our covering, and we're to be clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we come into this realization, beloved, that Christ is our covering, not man, not the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can see a little more clearly, a little more defined why we don't have to fear life. We don't have to fear the things that will come, what man can do to us, what will take place in the world. If we're clothed with his presence, if we're in Christ, Jesus has conquered death. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? What's the worst thing that could happen to a Christian? To die? What? Goodness, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't know about you. I mean, we're not going to promote the process, but I hope we're all ready. I mean, what could be more glorious than being with the Lord in the perfection that heaven is, and to be with our loved ones? That is something, that is a beautiful hope, an absolute assurance that we have. So I've shared a lot of scripture with you this week so you can have total confidence in God's promises, in his total, complete, and absolute authority and power throughout the universe, and over all power of the devil, the earth, and nations, and men. And we can have total, complete confidence in his ability to carry out everything he has promised. We don't have to be concerned about trying to figure everything out. Oh, we're in the end times. This prophecy is being fulfilled. When is the Lord coming back? We can just rest in the day-to-day knowledge that Christ is with us. All we need to do is seek to be obedient to him, play our part, be the lively stone, the member of the body that Christ has put us, as he has placed us in his body, and trust God that everything is going to be fine. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, be ye not fearful. It is my desire, beloved, that you shall say, all is well with my soul. In the time of uncertainty, in the time of confusion, in the time of inability, call to me and I will direct your paths. I will give to you the wisdom that you need. I will give you courage, not faintness of heart. I will give you strength to overcome the deeds of the flesh. I will give you the wisdom that you need, and I will compass you about with songs of deliverance. I will, yea, have my favor upon you as with a shield round about you. Fear not, beloved. Trust me, and you will see that I will make a way for you, and I will cause you to be victorious over the work of the enemy, that you shall not be ill at ease, and you shall not be anxious, and you shall not be at a place of unrest, but you shall know that I am your peace, who have broken down every wall. Yea, trust in me and come to me and allow me to minister to you even this day, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Lord has so much for you. The Lord has so much for his people, and we simply have to make a determination that we're not going to allow unhealthy, ungodly, satanically inspired fear to hold a position in our lives. It's, if we don't recognize it, we need to understand it's like some kind of disease that just eats away at us until we're just shells of who we ought to be in Christ. The working of fear in our lives makes us only a replica of what we ought to be when Christ wants to make us an original, his original. A replica, what is that, a copy, a reproduction of a work of art, or any copy or close reproduction? That's what the devil would like to make of us Christians, a close reproduction. But through Jesus Christ, we are to be an original. There may be those who tell you there's another way, but Jesus Christ is the only gate into the sheepfold, and no one can get to God except through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, in closing, let me share one final verse for Psalm 112. Verses 1 through 4. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Did you hear that? Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you this week. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I love you and thank God for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.